First of all, it continues to articulate the view that it was the liberation movement and that freed South Africa from apartheid. That is a fundamental claim. Secondly, it increasingly, I think, plays to African nationalism, which has an ambiguous relationship, because the ANC formally endorses non-racialism, but the large majority of people who support the ANC are black African. And given South Africa's past of racial tensions, Africanism can be used by various elements within the party to promote certain interests of theirs. So the ANC also plays on the nationalist card in a racial sense. The ANC doesn't really play the religious card too much, although in the last election Jacob Zuma definitely tried to attract the conservative voter. I think that's something we need to remember. Many African voters in South Africa are very socially conservative, and the Africanist churches and the charismatic churches tend to be socially conservative, and Zuma very consciously tried to attract that vote. In fact, he was made a minister by a small Africanist church. So I think the ANC is very aware of that, and of course many ANC rituals in many ways embrace a crossover between nationalism and religion, Christianity in particular. The national anthem is itself essentially a hymn. Many national gatherings and ANC gatherings will start with a prayer and so on. Although the constitution, I can't remember the exact phrase of the constitution itself, I think says the constitution is under God or something in the first paragraph, so I'd have to look it up to be quite exact. Yet nonetheless, South Africa is a very secular state. So the use of religion is quite, it's not a major aspect, but I think it's embedded in the ANC's culture.